Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Want more control over your life? You need more control over your money. Hi, I'm Jean Chatsky, and that's why I started the Her Money podcast. From understanding your money personality to taking steps to earn more, spend wisely, invest for tomorrow, and protect it all, I can help you get there. So join me. Subscribe to Her Money with Jean Chatsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome to Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist, and your host of today's show. And on today's episode, we're discussing the tool of parts for depression and anxiety recovery. It's very important to me to make healing concepts very, very simple. What I call parts work, Carl Jung would call archetypes. We're all made up of different parts of ourselves. And a lot of our angst and our upset comes when we believe this sort of sleight of hand trick of the psyche, that whatever we feel or believe in any given moment is everything. This is a sneaky culprit of constant overwhelm, stress that leads to depression and anxiety. Our psyches are driven by a desire to make things all or nothing, black or white, to be all in one category, be it sad, depressed, excited, happy, or willing. This causes us to constantly overprocess. Am I feeling this or am I feeling this? I'm confused. Is it this or is it that? Am I sad or am I angry? Which is it? And this is a sneaky culprit of what takes a lot of our energy as highly sensitive people and empaths. Now, if I ask you the question, hey, would you like to come over and hang out? If you're an HSP, it's likely that part of you wants to say, yes, sure, awesome, that would be fun. And another part goes, oh, no, I don't know if I want to go over to somebody else's house. I want some me time. I'm really, really tired. Which one is true? And that's where we get stuck. Both are true. That's part of our complexity. So instead of burning up a lot of energy and overthinking and overprocessing, trying to boil yourself down to one way of being, I offer this tool of parts. And to start relating to yourself in this way that helps you honor your own complexity. Now, this is not dissociative identity disorder. Someone's asked me recently to do an episode on dissociative identity, and I'm working on it. It's coming. But this is not what I'm talking about. Dissociative identity is something different. This isn't about you having different personalities. This is about your one personality having multiple parts. We might have a child part that's very innocent and sweet. We might have another child part that's very tantrumy and angry. We have student parts that want to learn and listen and soak up wisdom and research. And we have teacher parts that want to impart the wisdom we've soaked up on others and share it and give it. If you're listening to the show, it's likely that you have a seeker's part. It's what led you here in the first place. You might have another part that's really scared to learn hard things. I've got a really hard working part. I also have a lazy part. And whenever life presents a question to me, or a dilemma, or an opportunity, all of my complex parts have feelings about that. What a crazy making thing to try to boil myself down to one idea or one way of being or one way of feeling.
At a time when change is constant and we are pulled in far too many directions, we need a way to stay present to life and to increase our ability to remain calm, think clearly, and maintain our well-being. Many studies indicate mindfulness improves our mental, emotional, and physical health. On A Mindful Moment with Teresa McKee, you can learn how to practice mindfulness and enjoy its many benefits. Tune in for guided meditations and to hear tips and advice from some of the most respected experts in the fields of mental health and mindfulness. The world truly can be a better place. It all starts with a mindful moment.
In my own life, I think people accidentally reinforced this with me since I was a very small child. Well, what do you feel? It has to be one thing or the other. And I think those adults that maybe presented that directly and indirectly, yeah, they wanted it to really be one thing, because if I was simpler, it made their job easier. So there's a lot that we've picked up that is about other people wanting things to be easier and simpler. And that may have accidentally given us the message that we're supposed to be able to figure ourselves out in this singular way. I'm offering that we don't have to do that. And we don't have to feel like something's wrong with us if someone gives us that message. There's a certain complexity acceptance that we can do as highly sensitive people and empaths. And this reduces our stress and reduces our overwhelm and our exhaustion, and we retain more energy to build a life that we love and are proud to live. We aren't just emotional badasses. We're complex creatures. That's part of our badassery. And we don't need to live life so confused by that anymore. This can be a really fun thing to sit down and play with, y'all. And when a dilemma comes up, we can sit with ourselves and practice allowing all the different parts of ourselves to be heard. So if someone asks me, "Hey, Nikki, do you want to come over to my house and hang out?" and I feel all my different parts respond, I can sort of tap in and I can offer my truth, which might be different than someone else's truth. They might process it in a more singular way. They might have more comfortability processing it in a singular way. But I can respond and say, thank you so much for inviting me. Part of me really wants to say yes. Another part of me knows I really have to go home and do some laundry. And by honoring these two opposing forces, it gives me and that other person an opportunity to negotiate. My friend might say, well, I have some things to get to. Would it be better to do it tomorrow? I may have a clear vision of being able to say yes to that. Yes, thank you. I can go home and do laundry today and I can come over tomorrow. That'll be great. So this parts work helps us negotiate for ourselves with more clarity instead of more confusion. We might negotiate something different. Well, how about you just come over for a quick half hour? I want to show you this new painting I got. And we'll have a cup of coffee and then you can go on your way. All right, I can squeeze that in. That feels good to me. Or I really can't today. Thank you so much. Well, check in with me next week and we'll see if we can do it. So we want to grow into this comfortability of holding space for our complexity and holding it as a soft place to fall with compassion and understanding. And we want to use this as we relate in the world. Why? Because it's the truth of what's going on. And we don't have to pretend like it isn't. So I hope this tiny but mighty episode gives you a little bit of something to help you on your journey and on your seeker's path. The holidays are coming up. If anybody would like to purchase for yourself or for someone else an emotional badass t-shirt or mug, please come find us at emotionalbadass.com. If you're going to share the show, that's a great, easy, simple place to go to and to just share it. Yes, if you're in our Patreon, there's a special little coupon for you to use in our store. You can use it anytime. So from all of my parts, thank you for your listenership. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for being the change in the world. I'm an emotional badass. You're an emotional badass. And together, we are where Moxie meets mindful.
you find it hard to sleep at night, then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds, like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.